Joined by Dennis Connerton, the aftermath of 12-7 loss to Donegal here in the All-Ireland Football Qualifier second round. Dennis, you'll be disappointed but proud of the display from Longford.
Yeah, we gave the players were immense tonight again, you know, they really played their hearts out. It was a very difficult game for us. We knew coming here it wouldn't be easy. We're very disappointed with this sending off, because that really was a massive turning point in the game tonight. James McGivney sending off, that was, because in a game that wasn't dirty, we ended up with three black cards, and one of those that ended up with a black and a yellow ended up being a red. And I don't know why all those cards are being issued to us all of the time. We seem to be coming out on the wrong end of this for the whole season. And you know, when you're in Division 3, maybe it's a bit difficult, more difficult for us to get the decisions that go with us. You know, it was hard enough for us to have to come up here, but when you find us, a lot of the decisions today I felt went against us. And it's disappointing, and it's not sour grapes on my behalf at all. It's just one of those things that I felt that the marginal decisions went against us. You know, I looked at Darren Gallagher's, I could see nothing in it. I saw two guys pushing each other, and we end up with a player getting a black card that we had to replace.
Yeah, the game itself, I suppose, was a cat and mouse really in the first half. And Longford, you would have been happy going in at half time to be a point up in a low scoring half. It's probably what you had planned out.
Yeah, the wind today was very contrary, of course, and yeah, that's highlighted by the fact that both teams had up in about 16 or 17 wides each. That's a lot of wides for both teams. It was a very low scoring game. It was, as you said, cat and mouse. It surely was, and it was. We knew coming up here that would be the type of battle that it was going to be. You know, it was going to be a cat and mouse sort of a game, or a very tactical game. So we were being prepared for that, and we'd worked hard at that. And our lads, in fairness to them, carried out the game plan and implemented the game plan to the best of their ability.
And it certainly was working right up probably until the sending off, till Donegal had that extra man for nearly 20 minutes of the game, you could say. And then they were able to outscore you by 6-2.
Yeah. You know, our lads, they played their hearts out, and their legs were at the very end of the game. They were extremely tired, and we tried to bring in as many fresh legs as we possibly could, but it's very hard for playing against a fairly stiff breeze and playing with 14 men against 15 for 20 minutes of that half, and particularly when you look at the fact that Donegal are a top 6 team.
They're a top 6 team, but I suppose if they go forward, they'll have a lot of soul searching to do after today as well.
I'm sure they will, but you know, it's something for them. At least during the competition, they can improve as much as they really want to. They've taken the first steps. They've got a very short run now to the next round next weekend. So we would love to be in their position, and you know, we put as much as we could into it, and we're just disappointed.
I suppose on the broader picture, then, as you look ahead now, you're no games now until next year, really. So it's difficult for Division 3 and 4 teams when they're knocked out to make progress when you have no football now for another 6 or 8 months, really.
Yeah, well, you're gone for the best months of the season. You know, these are the months of the season where you like to play football, and we're actually out of the competition, so it's very difficult to improve. You know, you look at it, July, August, they're huge months for young men to play football. We put an awful lot of effort into it. We seem to play all our football in the months of March and April and February. So they're generally very wet, windy months, and we're playing an awful lot of football in those months.
So you'll be hoping that maybe there could be change coming down the line on that front.
Yeah, well, as I said before, there's definitely needed for change in the way the competitions are run. For ourselves, for teams in Division 3 and 4, it definitely needs to be led by the players, and by the GPA in particular. They need whatever change it is, the players need to bring that change around. There's no point in somebody else making rules and devising competitions that they're not happy to play in. They must come, and it must be player led, that whatever competitions the players feel that to give it a more balanced look, because when you look at the provincial setup, it's hugely imbalanced. And I've said this on many occasions, when you look at the number of counties in Leinster and Ulster, and you look at how few counties there are in the likes of Munster and particular Connacht.